We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. And joining us in studio, the newest member of the Buffalo Bills, Jarius Wynn, defensive end. Thanks for coming by. How are you?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
I just got done telling you how invariably, because he spent 5 years here, I'm going to call you Jarius at some point, and I don't think I'll be the only one, but it is Jarius.
Yes, sir. It's Jarius.
Okay. Welcome to the Buffalo Bills. Talk about the process of getting here. When did you and your agent start talking to the Bills?
I think it was a couple of days ago. You know, he was informing that they was, you know, interested. And then we just, he told me I had to fly out. And I was like, I'm ready to go. Let's make it happen.
Last year, you spent half of the year essentially with San Diego and the second half of the year with Dallas. How difficult is that to kind of split time and make a move in the middle of the season like you did?
It was definitely a different process, but, you know, you have to just go along with it. You know, that's the NFL for you. So I just went along with it and just kept working, you know, just trying to be the best I can be.
What were those first 5 weeks like with San Diego? Were you playing much that time with San Diego last year?
Yeah, I was getting pretty good reps there. And then they just called me in the office one day and say, you know, we're looking for a bigger guy. So I just had to get up and, you know, make a move.
Did it hit you like a bolt out of the blue? Did you see it coming? Or?
I didn't see it coming at all.
Huh. And how long were you out on the street before you got picked up by the Cowboys?
1 week. That's about one week. Yeah, I was there at Dallas.
And what was that experience like? You played how many games? 10 games last year, so almost two-thirds of the season with the Cowboys last year.
It was a good feeling. Went in there, got a lot of playing time. You know, I was definitely playing for a 3-4 for the last past couple of years. So then I got there and started playing in the 4-3, playing back like I was in college. So it was a good feeling.
4-3 defensive end. That's the position you feel like you play best.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that. What you think, what characteristics, what strengths you bring to that position?
At the 4-3, you know, I could definitely, you know, rush the quarterback, but, you know, and also stop the run. So I just feel like, you know, I'm just a solid player at that position.
Do you see yourself like as an edge-setting defensive end? Is that what they ask you to do typically? Or?
Yes, sir. That's my thing. Setting the edge, you know. I don't like the ball running to my side. So that's what I'm, you know, I'm going to try my best to do here.
What's the key to setting the edge? I mean, it sounds like it's not that technical, but what do you need to do? How do you need to play in order to make sure nobody runs to your side?
To be honest with you, I think it's a mindset. You know, just going that mindset that you don't want nobody to run to your side. And, you know, you just try to dominate and go with their mindset.
Is it technique? I mean, are you looking at shoulders of tackles and tight ends typically and figuring out where to put yourself?
Yes, I do. I definitely look at the shoulder pad, the outside shoulder pad of them, and then I just try to sit there.
In a 4-3 as opposed to a 3-4, if you're on the edge, you won't have any other help outside, right? You're it on the edge.
That's it. You're it.
Yeah, and that puts some pressure on you, I think, to make sure you set the edge and make plays.
Yes, sir, it does.
What about pass rushing, Jarius? What do you do to rush the passer? Do you have like a stable of moves that you use typically? Or?
I like the long arm. I go upfield and, you know, the guys sit back. And I just long arm and try to take them to the quarterback.
What, long arm, you said?
Yeah. One arm, long arm, yeah.
Yeah, how does that work? I mean, you can't show us on the radio, but tell me what it looks like when you do
Well,
that.
Basically, you know, you take them upfield. They have the tackle jumping back. And as soon as he, at that certain time that he go back, I just take my the inside hand and long arm, take him to the quarterback.
When did you learn these moves? When did you learn about setting the edge? Where do you think you had your most development in playing defensive end in the NFL?
My second year in college, my third year in college, I really came into my ground and learned the defensive end spot because I was jumping from DN to D tackle. But then, like my last year, I just came on pretty strong.
Was there one coach or maybe a couple of coaches in particular that helped you kind of take the next step?
My coach, Rodney Garner, he was a pretty good guy for me, you know, to teach me the defensive end spot.
What about at Green Bay? Now, that's where you got drafted. That's where you played, and you played as a rookie, 11 games in your rookie year. You lasted 3 years there. Tell me about the Green Bay experience.
The Green Bay experience was different. Like I said, I was coming from a 4-3 in college, yeah, and then ended up playing a 3-4. You know, it was different, but, you know, I just went with the flow and did what they asked me to do.
That's that Dom Capers 3-4 that they play up there.
Yes, sir, it is.
Why did they draft you if they knew they were going to play 3-4?
I really don't even know.
Did you ever think that? Like, why? They must have known how you played at Georgia.
You know, I really did. I questioned it at times, but, you know, why question? They drafted me there, so I just went with the flow and did what I was supposed to do.
And you played. I mean, you played 16 games your last year there, 9 games, 11 games, so they found a way to use you. How were they using you in that 3-4 defense up there in Green Bay?
I played the 5 technique, head up over the, the 4 technique and the 5, head up over the tackle, and we just really mirrored guys, and I had the B gap was mine, so I controlled, I had long arms, so it worked out well. And then, you know, No, I'm third and long, second and long. I rushed inside at the three technique.
So they found a way to make it work for you and them.
They did.
Did you expect to stay at Green Bay, Jarius? Did you think you'd stay there longer than the three years you played there?
To be honest, I thought I did. I thought I was going to be there longer. But, you know, times changes and then people move on. So we moved on from that situation. I appreciate the opportunity of them having me there for that long anyway.
You did a lot of winning up there, including a Super Bowl.
I did, yes, sir.
Talk about the Super Bowl experience you had there.
To be honest with you, I had a baby that Super Bowl
morning. I read that.
I did. So it was a great feeling, and you know, on the road to that win, you know, everybody just worked hard, and you know, it happened for us.
All right, where was that Super Bowl?
I was in Dallas.
Okay, the Super Bowl's in Dallas, and your wife has the baby. Where was she?
In Dallas.
Oh, she was there?
She was there in Dallas.
Did she come along on the Super Bowl trip? Or?
She did.
Did she know that the baby was that?
She knew it was close, but she thought she was going to be able to hold off, but she ended up having the baby that morning.
So were you ready? I mean, tell me what that morning was like.
Oh, man, that morning was, you know, wide open. Like with life, you know, you just sometimes you have to just go with the flow, and that was kind of what it was.
And
know?
So she came to you the morning of the Super Bowl. You probably had meetings, or
it happened that night. Her water had broke.
Saturday
night before, her water had broke at the restaurant, and I was just like, "Are you okay?" She wouldn't tell me, and then next thing you know, we had to rush her to the hospital.
And she had the baby that morning. Were you at the hospital?
I was there.
And what were the coaches doing with the Packers? I mean, I'm sure everybody was trying to cut you some slack, but it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they cut me some slack. You know, I think they handled it very well and let me be there with her while she had the baby. And soon after she had the baby, you know, I kissed the baby, and I just had to go forward.
What time did you leave the hospital?
I think it was around about 9:15.
Okay, so you had a couple hours to get yourself ready to play. Yeah. What was it like when you walked back? Did you have a meeting before the game at the hotel, or did you go meet your? When did you see your teammates?
As soon as I left the hotel, went into meetings, and you know everybody congratulated.
The place must have erupted. Right?
It was, and they were saying it was a 6-0 that was going to win the game. So,
and it was.
It was a great feeling.
And your son's name is Jarius.
Jarius Wynn Jr.
Jarius Wynn Jr. What's his middle name?
Because
I read somewhere you considered calling him Super or Super Bowl.
That's what 100 people in Green Bay want me to call him. It's just Jarius Wynn Jr.
All right. Because I thought I read that somebody wanted you to call him Super as a middle name. So you've had these experiences, Jarius. What do you think you can bring to the Buffalo Bills? What do you look forward to about this team here in this franchise here?
Well, my thing is, you know, coming in and, you know, just, you know, finding my spot here and, you know, working my tail off and doing what I'm supposed to do. And like you said, what I can bring, you know, I can bring the winning, you know, helping people to know how to win.
Have you met Pepper Johnson yet, your position coach?
I just had a good little conversation with him.
What do you think of him? What are your initial impressions?
He's very good. He's very knowledgeable. He knows the game in and out from the coach's standpoint. He played the game. So it felt good already for just, you know, knowing, meeting him, that I was going to get better.
And you had a chance to meet with the defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz.
I just met him for a brief second.
Yeah.
It was good.
And did they tell you, like, here's what we want you to do? I think you guys come back here the 22nd, right, about 2 weeks away. What do you got in plans for the next couple of weeks?
My thing is just go back home, still train hard, and, you know, be ready to come in and then do the same thing here.
You looking forward to this? I mean, the weather's kind of like Green Bay. Maybe it's kind of what you were used to before.
I am so happy that process is over. I'm happy to be a Buffalo Bill and ready to move on and do great things here.
Happy to have you here.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Jarius.
Yes, sir. Thank
Jarius
you.
Wynn, Bills defensive end. I'm proud that I didn't call you Jarius during the whole interview. Jarius Wynn, defensive end for the Buffalo Bills. Our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.